Case number 11,096, D. White, west of Route 14, southeast of West Yorkshire Road, being lot 18, block F, within Shawnee Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Steve White, 38150 Collins Court, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
I am requesting, on behalf of ABC1 Chimes and the individuals of 26 West Yorktown Road in Milford, a 10.4 foot, variance from the front yard setback for a handicap wheelchair ramp. I submitted, I think, one copy of an updated plot plan. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
This one was from June. Let me see here.
We already have that one.
284.
Unique circumstance right now is from the property line out front, the house is only 29.3 feet, and the front yard setback is 30 feet.
Okay.
The ramp is obviously 19.6 feet off of the property line. It's the most efficient and practical configuration for the ramp based on the disabled individuals who need to use it, based on where the driveway is.
Mm-hmm.
They assessed to see if it could be developed in another location on the property. Like I said, based on where the driveway is, they couldn't put it on the side with the driveway because of how far the door is compared to the front, and it would cost much more money because the ramp would need to be built to a specific code.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I apologize here. Going through my paperwork.
Okay.
The difficulty, I guess you could say, yes and no, has been created by all involved. They weren't aware of the distance shortage from previous plot plans they had, which I do not have on file. When we were granted the permit, only after the final inspection were we notified of the setback only being 19.6 feet off the property line. The variance basically will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think based off a measurement I pulled off of just the street, the ramp is 21 feet off of the actual road, which is West Yorkshire Road. Will not permanently impair use of the development or adjacent properties. Most houses are all in line together. And they, two houses from the end is a cul-de-sac. Because of who it's for, being there disabled,
mm-hmm.
I definitely don't see it being detrimental to public welfare. The least modification possible, without the variance, it would have to be redesigned, as I stated before,
mm-hmm.
Rebuilt and relocated to the side, which is just not feasible under ADC1 owner's plans.
Why couldn't the ramp have been brought from the rear deck and around to the driveway?
Well, the ADC1, well, they own the house. Chimes puts the individuals in the home. They rent it. They assessed the whole property before the project even started, and the distance was too long for the gentleman in the wheelchairs
to be able to utilize it.
Yeah.
From
to go around to the, because the deck is in the back of the house.
Right.
Okay.
And where they pull up through the driveway, as you can see on the survey plan,
mm-hmm.
they stop right there on the walkway, and the ramp is right there.
Oh, okay, as is now.
Yes, it is there now.
I think you meant to say the difficulty has not been created by the applicant, right? I think you said it did.
I was being honest.
I could be wrong. I thought I heard you say it was.
Yes and no, both ways.
The variance of the 0.7 has had a board case, is that correct?
There has been a board case, but it was a little confusing. So I just added it in to just clear it up today. I think it was different back then than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's more current, so I just, those minutes said that one side was 29.35 and the other side is 29.7 for the front yard. So I just added it in to just clean it up.
Okay.
That's good.
For today's.
All right.
Because that was back in 1984.
Right, I see that.
Wow.
A long time.
So it was addressed back in 84, but I just added it in too. Because this is more of an exact measurement today.
Thank you for that, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. We're in a situation here where any decision we make could be overridden by the American with Disabilities Act. And that's the reason I asked the question why it couldn't have been brought from the deck. And I still don't understand. I mean, there's a concrete drive there, and it appears to me, at least from the drawing here, that a vehicle could be brought to the end of the driveway and actually be as close, if not closer, to the rear deck than the front. So I ask that question again.
As stated, ADC just requested it not be from there, I guess.
So it was a matter of preference from them and not...
Preference from them, but when you go into the back door, it's like a small, not even a foyer. It's like a closet area with a washer and dryer. You can't even turn a wheelchair in there.
Okay, so there's limited access back there.
Yes.
Okay.
From what I've seen.
Well, there you go. Well, that
makes a difference.
From what I've seen.
Appreciate that.
No,
limited access. Okay. To the back. Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Again, Mr. Rickards? Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, you said that it was yes and no created by the applicant. What's the no? I didn't catch what the no.
The no.
Part. Is it because of their condition?
The condition.
Of the person who need the wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, a letter was submitted from Chimes Residential Administration Assistant as I passed down.
Okay.
I think all of you were able to receive a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Just verifying that people who live there do utilize a wheelchair, a walker, and a cane.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that the ramp was put in place because it's is needed for handicap accessibility.
For those people. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think certainly uniqueness because of the situation. Not that the property can't be developed in strict conformity, but because of its occupants, it makes it difficult. Therefore, being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for the occupants, as the applicant's representative stated, you know, hasn't been created by the applicant having the disability. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. They'll feel that it'll be detrimental to the public welfare, and I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, and certainly has explained sufficiently to me that access is much easier for the occupant through the front door than the back. So I'd make a motion. We approve case number 11,096.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Ricker, that we approve case number 11,096. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. By a vote of 5-0, case number 11,096 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Yes,